It is March 4th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Learn about this derivative trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at education.johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's GLN. Move forward. There is only one direction to go. Your command today is to march forth. For me, it's a way of life since birth. Comedian Jon Stewart, who now has a show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, has a new episode that looks at the stock market, payment for order flow, Redditor, Citadel, Robinhood, dark pools, and Bernie Madoff. It is not to be missed. This is an epic Jon Stewart rant, bound to make an impact. This episode is titled, How Redditors Exposed the Stock Market. It was our third most clicked story yesterday. Walt Lukin has declared Boca 2022 a tie-free zone, so leave your neckwear in your closet at home. Also, the ICE Energy Breakfast on Wednesday will feature Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Harold Hamm, Continental Resources founder and chairman. Hamm is the chairman of something called the Domestic Energy Producers Alliance, or DEPA. DEPA is a collaboration of 29 coalition associations representing over 10,000 individuals and companies, it claims on its website. In April of 2020, DEPA posted on its website this notice. Continental Resources, Inc. is requesting an immediate investigation by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, of WTI crude oil futures traded on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, CME, for possible market manipulation, failed systems, or computer programming failures in the WTI prompt month, May 20, and oil futures contracts on the CME. Continental has also lodged a complaint with the CME. As shown below, the unprecedented historical event of WTI crude oil trading at negative prices for the first time in history and the circumstances surrounding the trading shows the system failed, negatively impacting a significant part of the American economy. Not only did WTI crude futures trade negative, they settled at a bizarre -$37.63. If Hamm is going to discuss this, it should be a pretty interesting breakfast. Later Wednesday morning, the chief policy officer of Coinbase, Farrar Sherzad, will be part of a fireside chat. I am not sure why we need a fire in Boca, but okay. We will also hear from the former chief economist at Lloyds Bank, Professor Trevor Williams, on Thursday, who will present a keynote sponsored by Microsoft. Luc Fortin, CEO and President, Montreal Exchange and Global Head of Trading at TMX, was interviewed by Vince Molinari on the site fintech.tv. They discussed ESG investing, how derivatives can help you manage risk and more. Les Mail, the CEO of the Dubai Gold and Commodity Exchange, was interviewed on a new program on CNBC Africa called Captains of Industry. Mail spoke with CNBC Africa's Godfrey Mudzwa about what keeps him up awake at night in this COVID times and what the future of commodities and exchanges might be in a crypto world. It's an apt question, if you ask me. Registration is open for the Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2022. You can register for the hybrid event to be held on May 24 and 25 with a link in today's newsletter. In media news, CNN reported RT America, the Russian state-funded media network, has ceased production and laid off most of its staff permanently. Also, the Daily Beast, not a source we normally quote, reported that former Fox News director Jack Hanek was indicted for helping Russia launch a propaganda network. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's GLN. From MarketWatch, they crowdsourced a way of rooting out corruption. Jon Stewart praises Reddit apes in interview with SEC's Gensler. John Stewart lavished praise on the social media investment movement that drove up prices in meme stocks like GameStop Corp and AMC Entertainment Holdings, Inc., and focused the country's attention on a controversial aspect of the U.S. stock market called payment for order flow in an episode of his show, The Problem with John Stewart, airing Wednesday. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The Bond King's genius was no match for his ego. In an excerpt from her new book, Mary Childs, the co-host of NPR's Planet Money, takes a close look at the rise and fall of billionaire investor Bill Gross. When Bill Gross started his career in investing in the fixed income department of a sleepy life insurance company in the 1970s, bonds were just pieces of paper stored in vaults. Gross soon became the face of a revolution, actively trading those pieces of paper in pursuit of price appreciation. He was good at it by most accounts, the best. He and Pacific Investment Management Company, the firm he co-founded, reigned over the bond market for decades, earning Gross the title of Bond King. From the outside, he seems folksy, if a bit eccentric, and PIMCO appeared polished and professional. The truth was more complicated. My comment, there does seem to be at least the appearance of an above average number of at firms like this. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story on Thursday was Crane Chicago business Joe Ritchie, who brought computerized trading to Chicago's pits, dies at 75. Second was from The Street, billionaire Ken Griffin admits he was wrong about Bitcoin crypto. And third was The Problem with John Stewart. Stock market, the rise of e-brokers was meant to democratize the stock market, yet inequality in the markets has actually worsened. How can it be fixed? Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg. Wheat mounts historic week as war sparks deepening supply fears. Futures in Chicago jump by the maximum exchange limit, scorching gains piling pressure on global food inflation. Chicago futures for the grain have soared 40%, the most ever, as Russia's war in Ukraine upends global grain supplies. That puts prices at a 14-year high, and milling wheat in Paris reached an unprecedented 400 euros, $438 per ton. The war is stalling shipments from one of the world's most vital breadbaskets. Ukraine and Russia together account for a quarter of global trade in the staple, used in everything from bread to couscous and noodles. The conflict has closed major ports in Ukraine and severed logistics and transport links. Trade with Russia has also been stifled by complexity of navigating sanctions and soaring insurance and freight costs. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Biden CFTC nominees call for more powers to police crypto. President Joe Biden's four nominees to join the Commodity Futures Trading Commission told lawmakers that the main U.S. derivatives overseer should take on new responsibilities regulating cryptocurrencies. At their confirmation hearing before the Senate Agriculture Committee on Wednesday, the nominees said the agency's history overseeing crypto derivatives positions it well to do more to oversee digital assets. Rustin Benham, who chairs the agency, told lawmakers last month that they should consider giving the regulator more authority and a budget increase of at least $100 million. Here's a story from the FT. War in Ukraine threatens the global financial system. Back then, he was working at the Federal Reserve investigating the plumbing of the credit world. When Lehman Brothers collapsed in 2008, he saw how unexamined interlinkages in the market's financial pipes could generate unexpected shocks, particularly in the tri-party repurchase sector, where short-term loans are extended against collateral between multiple parties. Today, Prosar is pondering whether a similar chain reaction might occur as a result of Western sanctions on Russian institutions. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.